The Reynolds Creek Hydroelectric Project has died more than once. There's long been some interest in the concept, but not enough to actually get someone to commit to building it. In the 1990s, the Haida Corporation applied for the original Federal Energy Regulatory Commission permit for Reynolds Creek. Back in those days, the population on the island was growing rapidly. But in the mid-90s, as timber harvesting declined, so did the population and the demand for electricity. There were other hydroelectric projects done, but not Reynolds Creek. The permit was just about to expire when, in 2005, Senator Lisa Murkowski reintroduced a bill that extended the permit. But there still wasn't interest to build it, until recently. Bob Grimm is the president and CEO of Alaska Power and Telephone, which already operates hydro facilities on the island.
This last year, we burned a whole lot of diesel. Because we exhausted our hydro capability on the island. Right now, the only major communities that aren't connected to the hydro grid are Kaufman Cove and Nocatee, which we hope to get connected in the next few years. And so we're short on hydropower and happen to rely more and more on diesel. And so the time has come to get the Reynolds Creek project developed.
Grimm says to some extent electricity demand has gone up as some people have switched from heating their homes with stove oil to going with electric heaters. But a much bigger factor, he says, comes from the commercial users.
There's been increased activity as far as floating fish processors coming to the area to process fish protein for export out of the country. And the city of Craig is putting up a cold storage facility that's going to operate year-round, should go online next year or the year after. And we're also seeing increased mining activity, specifically in the Kasan area.
Grimm says, as envisioned, Reynolds Creek could produce as much as 5 megawatts of power and would provide about one-third of all the hydropower produced on the island. He says the plan is to start construction in about 6 months. He says the exact date depends on the completion of a similar AP&T project in Skagway. When that project is done, the equipment will be moved to Lake Mellon near Heidelberg.
And so there'll be a diversion structure at the lake that will funnel the water into a penstock, and that will come down the hill to a power plant that will return the water above the fish barrier, or at the fish barrier. Its capacity will be about 5 megawatts. It will be a single unit, very similar to what we've done at Cascadia up at Skagway and South Fork on Prince of Wales Island.
There are two landowners involved with the Reynolds Creek project, the Sea Alaska Regional Corporation and the Haida Corporation. Grimm says the necessary land leases are being obtained. Todd Tu is the general manager of the Haida Corporation.
The big thing that's happening now is we've had some additional survey work done, trying to finalize the design and obtain the funding through grants and possibly loans to make it economically feasible for the project.
Rick Harris is Sea Alaska's executive vice president. He says the arrangement should be simple and straightforward.
We have already entered into various agreements with Alaska Power and Telephone to develop power on Sea Alaska's property in Black Bear Lake on Prince of Wales Island. So that includes a penstock, a powerhouse, transmission lines, road easements. And so it's very much something that we've done in the past. And with Reynolds Creek, we're exactly in the same boat. We're happy to see these hydro projects developed. We are cooperating in providing the leases and easements that are necessary for them to do it.
AP&T's Bob Grimm says the total cost of constructing Reynolds Creek is expected to be about $13 million. He says about $3 million has been secured and that the Alaska Energy Authority has been approached to provide additional funding. He says construction of Reynolds Creek will start in the spring. I'm Jay Marble.